From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama apologizes for the accidental killing of two al-Qaeda hostages on the Afghan-Pakistani border. Speaking to reporters on Thursday, Mr. Obama revealed that the two hostages, an American man and an Italian man, were inadvertently killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation in January. Other U.S. officials said the operation involved airstrikes by unmanned drone aircraft. President Obama expressed tremendous sorrow over the deaths of the two aid workers, American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto. The White House also announced that U.S. forces killed two American al-Qaeda operatives in separate operations, Ahmed Farouk and Adam Gadan, who had served as a spokesman for the terror network. European Union leaders are considering a plan to resolve their continent's migrant shipwreck crisis by taking military action to destroy smugglers' boats in Africa. The heads of state of the 28 EU countries met in Brussels on Thursday in response to last weekend's Mediterranean disaster, in which about 800 or more people drowned when a migrant boat headed from Libya to Italy capsized. A draft EU statement called for an increase in funding for Europe's search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. As he arrived for the summit, European Council President Donald Tusk of Poland said saving lives also means fighting smugglers and preventing illegal migration flows.
First, we need to crack down on the human smugglers. We have to break up their networks and to undermine their business model.
You're listening to VOA News. Saudi-led warplanes pounded Houthi rebel targets in Yemen on Thursday, 2 days after what was supposed to be the official end of the bombing campaign. Witnesses said the raids hit areas around the main southern port city of Aden, where fighting continues between the Houthis and supporters of Yemen's ousted government. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon informed the Security Council that he is nominating Mauritanian diplomat Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed as his new special envoy to Yemen. Sheikh Ahmed, who has been serving as the UN Ebola chief, would replace Jamal Ben Ammar, who resigned last week. A conference of Asian and African leaders ended Thursday in Indonesia by calling for emerging nations to boost their economic and political power. But as Brian Padden reports from Jakarta, there was little of substance in the conference's final declaration.
At the conclusion of the Asia-Africa conference, Indonesian President Joko Widodo announced the agreed-upon declarations that he says will give the developing world, or what he calls the South-South nations, more power and influence in the world. He says, thus our voice and our decision cannot be ignored by anyone. And in this conference, we agree to reinvigorate the spirit of Bandung, the main struggle of South-South, which is prosperity, solidarity, and stability. The Indonesian organizers wanted the Asia-Africa conference to establish a new coalition of developing countries based on the 1955 Bandung conference. That gathering brought together 30 leaders from developing countries to oppose colonialism and the dominance of the Cold War superpowers. This time, 21 heads of state participated, and over 100 countries from Asia, Africa, and the Middle East sent delegations to the conference in Jakarta. The conference-ending declaration calls for increasing direct trade and investment between developing nations to address the global economic imbalance. Brian Padden, VOA News, Jakarta.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed Loretta Lynch as U.S. Attorney General 5 months after her nomination by President Obama. Lynch becomes the first black woman in the nation's top law enforcement post, replacing Eric Holder, the first African-American man to hold the post. And a U.S. public opinion survey shows Republican Senator Marco Rubio leading the large group of hopefuls for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. A poll released Thursday by Quinnipiac University has the first-term lawmaker from Florida attracting 15% of registered Republican primary voters. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.